98% pure potato.
98%
pure potato. Welcome to 98% Pure Potato, the podcast. This is John Griffiths speaking. On the last one of the year, just about. I think I'll fit in one just before the new year, which explains what we're going to be doing in the new year, because I want to focus on some different content from the book 98% Pure Potato itself. But what I thought I'd do is finish this section by talking about the anniversary year, which is 2018, 50 years after the key year in 1968, when the two planning departments opened in Burrs Massimi Pollitt and J. Walter Thompson. And I just want to take you through the setup to that key year in 1968, because I've already talked about the Pretenders, who said they'd start planning. I've talked about Stanley Pollitt and Stephen King, who are regarded as the fathers of account planning. So I just wanted to talk about why it is in 1968 that becomes a significant date, and hopefully that sets you up nicely for thinking about 2018 and whatever celebrations, commemorations and so on are likely to happen in the next 12 months. In January of 1968, there was a lunch between Stephen King and Stanley Pollitt. That's the only meeting we know about between them, but they seem to know each other reasonably well. They weren't friends, they didn't meet constantly, but there was this lunch at which they talked about this idea, which turned into account planning. They were bringing different things to the table. Stanley Pollitt had been experimenting at Pritchard Wood with what he called a market planning department. The thing about this market planning department, and I think the term comes from the States, McCann's in the States had a market planning division or even a separate company. So this idea of marketing and market planning seems to have been where the planning idea originated. What had happened at Pritchard Wood was to take a group of people, almost like a research department, but to bring them together and to put them much closer to the advertising. They still called them researchers, but it was called the market planning department. Now, in Stanley's head, that wasn't the beginning of planning, although two of the people we interviewed, Peter Jones and David Cowan, were in that department, and as far as they were concerned, that's where their claim to be amongst the earliest planners. But as I said, they weren't core planners. They didn't seem to be assigned to specific accounts. They worked as a sort of group, the way a research department would, that simply gets put onto assignments as there is a need. But the difference was that they were more regularly involved, doing brainstorms, working in a different way. And the real discovery that comes from this is that you need something different from a researcher, because basically the researchers couldn't cut it. As a service department, they weren't interested enough in advertising. So you ended up with this hybrid of people who are interested in communications. They were very capable of using research. They had strong quantitative skills. And this seemed to be quite interesting. It was going somewhere. But it wasn't quite where Stanley wanted it. That's where it was in January of 1968. Stephen King, on the other hand, had an issue with the marketing department, which was supposed to generate revenue from clients and wasn't. And he didn't want to lose that department in terms of its capabilities, so he wanted to bring it much closer into the agency and what was going on. So that, I think, would have been the basis of this conversation. Now, what Stephen King resolved to do was to take the marketing department and various people from the media department, who are in effect doing a media research, media planning job, and to put them together in a department which he was going to call something. This turned out politically to be quite problematic, because as far as the marketing people were concerned, this was a demotion for them. The media people, on the other hand, were much more chirpy about it, because for them it represented a kind of elevation of their role, because they'd be working far more closely with other members of the team and they would be working directly with clients. So from this lunch, they're very different agencies, Pritchard Wood and J. Walter Thompson, but they seem to be thinking in similar kinds of ways. And then the other point that to say about Stephen King is that he'd got his T-plan, which he'd developed in 1964, And that was a tool for doing communications, developing advertising campaigns, using a single brief, and you use the same brief every single time because the brief was in effect for the brand. And I guess the marketing department would not have made sufficient use of it. It wasn't close enough to the advertising. So that's the start of 1968. By May, King has hired Judy Lannan to set up a creative research department. Now, this was an idea stolen from Chicago, where there was a lot of highfalutin ideas about qualitative research, which was very linked to motivational research. It was very academic, very theoretical. There was a lot of psychotherapy involved. But what had been spotted was that there was a way of doing research much more simply, which found out what customers were thinking. And the way Judy Lannan talks about the whole process is it's as if she was actually providing planning input before there was a planning department. So she's kind of putting in place a kind of research strand of planning, which is getting customer feedback much, much more directly. Anyway, there's a meeting in August in Joe Walter Thompson. There's a discussion about this new department, and they have a kind of brainstorm about what to call it. And Tony Stead, who's a media planner at that point, although he then came across to be in the new department, it was he who came up with the idea of calling it account planning. We've got a scan of a memo which went around the department at the start of the autumn, which was starting to identify people from the media department and from the marketing department to bring them together into this new idea. So we have a memo where King is talking about the idea and explaining that it is interdepartmental. These people are not simply to be in isolation. They are to work with everybody. And he's asking for support and help on that. Now, what happens in Pritchard Wood is the management attempting a buyout and getting kicked out and having to start their own agency. And they do this with a single client, which is Cadbury's, where John Bartle is the research manager. And at that point, they've got their own shop, they've got one client, and they want to start up taking these ideas forward. So they set up a department, and somehow with the communication, Stanley Pollard has decided he will borrow the name Account Planning from Stephen King and apply it to his startup, which opens its doors a matter of weeks, if not days, before Joe Walter Thompson. Now, it was called the planning department. The people in it were still called researchers, as far as we can tell. The main focus they have is the one-on-one ratio. What was radical about the Burns-Massimi-Pollitt idea was we're going to have these planner people who work alongside developing advertising, working with clients as well, not a backroom function. But we will assign them to particular accounts. That was a development. They are going to be as adept at research. They'd taken some research ideas from Crina Lodge, who didn't actually come across to Burns-Massimi-Pollitt. But she was a researcher who'd had some ideas about doing depth interviews, turning concepts for a TV commercial into keyframes and showing them to people. It was a much lighter way of doing research, which she was exploring at exactly the same time as Judy Lannan was exploring the way of doing much more accessible research groups in Joe Walter Thompson. So this department, if I'm not confusing you completely now, in Burns-Massimi-Pollitt, for every account man there is a researcher, which means that as the agency grows, if you have 20, 30 accountmen, you've got 30 planners. It's a vast thing, something we find quite difficult to understand. The idea of having that customer focus so strongly that you have, for everyone who's facing the client, in terms of administering an account, you have someone who's facing the customer. That was the idea of Burns-Massimi-Pollitt. So that was their version of account planning. When Stephen King launches the department, which is at the end of October in 1968, he puts his new people together, who he seems to have called account planners. They've come from marketing, not too happy about it, or from media, very happy about it. And no one's quite sure how this thing is going to work, but it has a strong research focus, which is why Judy Lannan has the creative research department off to one side. But they are users of research. They don't do research themselves, because that was seen as losing objectivity. The idea was you commissioned it. You commissioned it from Judy, you commissioned it from BMRB, you commissioned it from all sorts of people. But as a Joe Walter Thompson planner, you somehow sat above the research, but you were there as a customer representative, if I can call it that. It's quite significant, though, at this point, that the researchers at BMP did not do their own groups. That actually came after a couple of years, after the crisis on Cadbury's, when they'd had to remake a commercial because it had performed very badly. And that's what BNP became famous for subsequently. But in the key year 1968, they were doing a fairly similar job to what the planners were doing in J. Walter Thompson, which is why I think there's a kind of overlap. The agencies were, of course, completely different. J. Walter Thompson was the biggest agency in town, and BNP was the startup, was just one client. But with that focus on the applied use of research, day-to-day work with developing advertising, in other words, not a backroom function, that really seems to be where account planning came together for the first time. That's why, despite all these scrappy beginnings, 1968 is the key year. And the reason why I've gone into this rather elaborate way of explaining what happened in that key year of 1968 is because 2018 is the 50th anniversary. And if you haven't yet got 98% Pure Potato, which as far as I'm concerned is your prime text for understanding where it came from and how it worked, then you should jolly well get on and do it. Buy it yourself for a Christmas present or something. So that's just to explain why 1968 is such a significant year. Just in closing, because the agencies were quite different, because they used planning in slightly different ways and the differences became more marked, there was always a worry about who started it first. And one of the things that Stephen King said a couple of weeks before he died to Jeremy Bulmore was, I really hope that doesn't become an issue, that it becomes a competition. And the result of that was a kind of standoff between the two agencies. We were fearful of causing trouble in that area, and if we have, then we apologise, but we thought that it was worth going into it in detail, not to establish some kind of photo finish as to what happened first, but to explain how significant Stephen King's thinking was, because as a theoretician, Stanley Pollack was entirely dependent on him. But in terms of Stanley Pollack's experiments, Stephen King needed that as well. So there was a lot of interplay between them, even though the way in which account planning then developed was different given the different context of the two agencies. But that's why we give them equal honours as being the founders of account planning in 1968.